Time to go beyond the playbook on this Monday morning with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. The Bills dropped to 2-4 on the season as they lost a close one to the Texans on the road. The final was 20-13. What happened?
Well, have to start out with the correction of a mistake on my part during Friday's segment. I said the Bills were 10-point favorites. They were, of course, underdogs, so my apologies. But a bit of a cosmic coincidence of a segue, as the Bills-Texans game was all about mistakes. Despite that 20-13 loss, the game was one that the Bills should have won, quite frankly. I actually felt bad for Buffalo's defense as they did everything possible to set themselves up for a win, but just could not overcome the mistakes on offense and special teams. On offense, the whole game was one giant disappointment. It's becoming a growing epidemic for the Bills. Unfortunately, much of the disappointment lays at the feet of rookie quarterback Josh Allen. Any rookie quarterback should be graded on a bit of a curve in their first season, but by that standard, even Allen has a ton to do to lift his grade point average, so to speak, which is a dismal to this point. And to quote Dean Wormer, Allen is in Blutarski territory at 0.0. maybe not that bad, but he's close, okay? 1 week after Allen passed for just 82 yards, he needed a bounce-back game. And unfortunately, despite exiting with an injury in the fourth quarter, he went just 10 of 17 for 84 yards. And after the injury, Bills backup quarterback Nathan Peterman came in and demonstrated once again that he probably should not be on an NFL roster. Despite a go-ahead touchdown, Peterman quite literally threw the game away on an interception return for a Houston game-winning touchdown, and then followed up with another interception to seal the Texans' win. Add to all this, terrible special teams play, highlighted, or should I say low-lighted, by a punt return fumble along with a blocked punt. And it's actually remarkable that the defense was able to get the Bills on the verge of an improbable win. And this was the highlight of the day for Buffalo, as the defense was incredible, including 7 sacks, 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, and a forced fumble on the Texans' game-tying drive that would have clinched the game for Buffalo if they, but they just couldn't quite come up with the recovery. Despite all that, just wasn't enough to overcome the mistakes and poor performance of the offense. And unfortunately, like I said, it's just becoming a theme of the season so far.
Yeah, and boy, as you lay it all out there, it was a close game, a chance to win for sure. But let's put it in perspective now. 2-4 for the Bills. What does the game mean moving forward?
You know, I actually think this game might have pretty significant implications in the locker room. And I say that because the defense likely came into the season with the expectation that they may have to overcompensate for a rookie quarterback who's expected to have some growing pains. But it's a real indictment on head coach Sean McDermott when the defense did everything in their power to win a game, yet for some inexplicable reason, McDermott seems committed to a guy in Nathan Peterman who has played some of the worst football in history at quarterback. Nathan Peterman has attempted 82 career NFL passes. He's thrown an astonishing 10 interceptions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one thing to rally around a rookie learning the ropes. It's quite another when management provides a backup who just doesn't even look like he should be in the league. And that has to be infuriating to guys who played well enough to win. In his post-game comments, McDermott said in response to questions about Peterman's turnovers that they have to respect the football. But you have to question if other guys in the locker room wonder how much he respects their effort, particularly when the defense has been among the best in the NFL. It's amazing, but Buffalo's defense has given up just 4 combined touchdowns in their last 4 games with not enough to show for it. Such an eventful game from a bigger perspective yesterday. Sets up for a lot on the line in the coming weeks.
Well, Matt Sabuda, we look forward, of course, to having you guide us through this roller coaster season. And we look forward to talking to you again later this week on Beyond the Playbook.
Indeed.